今天我们实在是非常高兴，因为不仅我们的弟兄姊妹们来到这里用诗歌来敬拜啊，并且我们有一位非常受人尊重，也是神所重用的仆人在我们中间为我们传讲信息。We have a very distinguished speaker today who is being used by the Lord in all locations, and he is a leader of the churches in Los Angeles and Orange County. 是我们中国教会界的领袖。我想我这样说，我们的弟兄是在当之无愧。他在洛杉矶这一带侍奉组已经将近二十多年啊，在罗省基督教会，他担任这个牧养的工作已经二十多年。他们的教会蒙主的祝福，一路的增长，都是因着我们弟兄专一的侍奉和带领。And the church in Los Angeles, the First Evangelical Church, is one of the greatest churches in the Chinese ministry in here, Los Angeles. And under the distinguished leadership of our brothers, let me introduce to you. 让我现在跟弟兄姊妹介绍罗文牧师在我们中间。Let me introduce you, Dr. Reverend Eddie Low. Please give him a hand. Without further delay, we'll ask him to minister to us in English. 我就想现在请我们弟兄上来用英语给我们讲道。弟兄自己为用国语替他翻译。
Thoroughly enjoy the music presented by this wonderful family.
我非常我全心欣赏这个家庭带给我们音乐的侍奉。
And certainly there is a tremendous message as well as inspiration to all of us.
这个诗歌对我们很大的灵感，并且其中有丰富的信息。
May the Lord continue to use them.
愿主继续大大的使用他们。
And may the Lord keep the children.Be faithful to him in the years to come.
Amen.
Well,
求主也继续保守他们的孩子们在主的面前忠心。
I have met our brother Zhao for many years.
罗牧师认识我有些年日了。
And this is the first time that I have the privilege of coming to you.
这是第一次我有机会来到贵教会。
I count it as a real honor.
我认为这是很大的光荣。
It is my prayer that God.Would make me a blessing to you this morning.
我的祷告就是今天求主使我成为众人的祝福。
Shall we bow our head together in prayer?
请我们大家低头祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们天上的父。
We thank you for your love.
我们为你的爱来感谢你。
We thank you for your word.
我们为你的话感谢你。
We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们因着圣灵在我们生命中的工作来感谢你。
We thank you that all that you have done.In our lives.
我们为了你在我们生命中所做的一切事情感谢你。
The fact that we can come to you to worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们今天能够在灵里面，在真实里面来敬拜你。
It's a miracle by itself.
就本身是一个大的神迹。
We cannot praise you enough.
我们赞美你绝不嫌太多。
We cannot thank you enough.
我们感谢你不嫌太多。
Lord, we just want to surrender our life to you more completely.
主啊，我们就是愿意把我们全部的生命完全顺服降服给你。
It is our deep desire to be used by you and to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们心里最深处的盼望就是被你所使用，并且我们能够更像主耶稣基督。
Lord, as we come to the instruction of your word,
主啊，当我们来到你话语的教导的面前，
we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts.
我们求你的圣灵向我们心中说话。
And take it to our hearts.
把我们的心带到你的面前。
And flash out your truth in our lives.
把你自己的光、你的真理照明在我们心中。
So that our Lord, our God will be glorified.
好叫我们的主、我们的神得着荣耀。
May your Holy Spirit now move upon us.
愿你的圣灵此刻就在我们身上做工。
And guide your servant.
引导你的仆人。
So that together we may see the glory of God in our midst.
好叫我们一同寻求主在我们中间彰显的荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name.
我们靠着耶稣基督奇妙的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The term Christian is a term that often have many shapes of meaning.
基督徒这个名字往往有许许多多不同层次的意义。
For us evangelical Christians,
照着我们福音派的基督徒来看
that word means fundamentally that we are restored to a relationship with God.
基本上它所代表的意义就是我们恢复了和神中间一个关系。
And this is by far the most precious relationship than any other relationships in the world today.
在目前我们所知道来讲，这是绝对是世界上最最重要的关系。
And so there is one aspect of this relationship is to enjoy God.
因此在这个关系的这个层面上说，我们头一个要知道怎样享受神。
It is not only a privilege, but it is a unique privilege of believers to come into the presence of God and to dwell in the presence of God and to enjoy Him.
不仅是我们个人的权利，也是基督徒所有的基督徒的权利，我们能够一同来到面前，来到他的面前，享受他的同在。
But also there is another side of it, is that we have to incarnate the truth of God in our life to be active in this world so that we can be light of the world and salt of the earth.
另外一方面，我们也必须让神话语真理在我们生命中做工，好叫我们成为世上的光和世上的盐。
For this reason, the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, he is teaching us that truth.
为了这个缘故，保罗，使徒保罗在他的书信《以弗所书》里面教导我们这个真理。
So if you would, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
所以弟兄姊妹们，请你们打开圣经《以弗所》第二章。
And we just read the first few verses and then we will move on to chapter 4, 5 and 6.
我们只读几节圣经，然后我们就接着要看第四章、第五章和第六章。
Down here, the Apostle Paul in verse 1, he says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world, and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air,The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, all of us who also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and formed the desire and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature object of wrath.
第一节到第三节说，你们死在过半罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那是你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。顺从政府空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本未可怒之子和别人一样。
Now this is talking about those who are not Christians, and those who are Christians now, the past of the Christians now.
这里所讲的就是那些还没有成为基督徒的。并且也讲到基督徒从前的光景。
And now by the Holy Spirit we are born again into the kingdom of God.
但是因着圣灵，我们已经重生，得以进入神的国。
And so now that we have a position in God, also the rest of the chapter is talking about the relationship with God.
所以我们就得了一个地位，照着这一章末了所讲的，讲到我们和神中间的关系。
In many ways, the book of Ephesians is a book of contrasts.
按照某一面利益来说，以弗所的第二章可以说是我们和神当中订立一个条约。
You were like this, and now you are like this.
从前你是像这样，现在你是像那样。
And so, the Apostle Paul in the first three chapters lay out the theological foundation of our regeneration.
所以使徒保罗在第一章到第三章中间就我们打下根基，叫我们知道救恩是什么。
And this is something that we view by God.In this present age, through the Apostle Paul, to tell us this great mystery of salvation.
这就是神启示给保罗，叫他所书信告诉我们这奇妙的奥秘是什么。
Hopeless sinners like we are, bound by sin, under the curse of sin, and because of believing in Jesus Christ, we are rescued and we are delivered from the bondage and from the curse of sin.
我们这些无指望的罪人，被罪恶所捆绑的，现在因着我们信心的缘故，就得到了释放，叫我们能够享受着基督里救恩的丰盛。
And we had no relationship with God, and now we can have relationship with God.
从前我们和神没有任何的关系，现在有了。
And in the past we didn't know even God exists, but now He's living in the world as well as living in our hearts.
从前我们根本不认识神，现在神不仅活在世上，他也活在我们个人的里面。
And now the Apostle Paul, talking about now, we Christians, we are saved now, what do we do after this?
现在保罗讲我们成为基督徒已经得救了，然后怎么样呢？
And so the Apostle Paul in chapter 4, 5 and 6, he spells out what a Christian ought to be after he has become a Christian.
所以第四章、第五章、第六章就明白的指出，做了基督徒以后，基督徒应当怎样生活。
And so I believe that this there are two aspects in this truth.
所以我想这里有两面的真理。
On one hand, that how Christian ought to follow God's word to live a transformed life in this world.
头一个，基督徒应当怎样照着神的话，活出一个被改变的生命，在这个世界上面。
As we are living in this world with a transformed life, we have to struggle.
当我们要活出这个改变的生命的时候，在世上我们有许多的挣扎。
Because in chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is telling us that we have an enemy, that is the devil.
因为在第二章里面，使徒就给我们指出，我们有一个敌人，就是魔鬼。
He is constantly tempting us and trying to sway us back into sin and to depart from God's relationship.
他不断地引诱我们，要将我们回到罪里面，断绝和神当中的关系。
At the same time, there is a simple nature that is within us.
但是在我们里面又有一个简单的个性，
罪性，最简单的罪性。 And that simple nature within us is doing all kinds of things to lead us into sin.
因为我们里面罪性，我们很容易被勾引去犯罪。
The Apostle Paul was saying in chapter 2, he said that we follow the trends of this world and the craving of our sinful nature.
第二章里面，保罗告诉我们，我们才能随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者领袖的那个首领。
No, the cravings of our nature.
叫我们对于那一些自然事情有一种心中有的欲望，心中各样的欲望。
Now, I have no time to go into the expressions of simple nature, which is recorded in different passages in the New Testament.
我们没有时间，没有办法把一个一个罪的表现，心中那些犯罪的性情，就像圣经里面、新约里面常常讲的，没有办法一一的罗列出来。
Now you can read Romans 1, the latter part of Romans 1.
但是如果你读罗马书最后第一章后半段，
and then you can read Galatians chapter 5.
你读加拉太书第五章，
beginning with verse 18 to 21,
从18节开始到21节，
and then you move on to read 2 Timothy,
或者你再继续读提摩太后书，
you will see that within the simple nature there are many expressions.
你就读出在我们犯罪的性情中间许许多多表现的方法。
Some of this we will mention later on in the message in this part in this book of Ephesians.
一会儿在以弗所书里面我们也会提出一些。
But there, now we have the devil and we have the sinful nature within us.
一方面有撒旦魔鬼，一方面在我们里面又有罪性。
And then the Apostle Paul also said there are the trends of the world. There is the environment in which we live and move and have our being.
保罗又说,
and this the external influence of the world oftentimes exerts a lot of influences upon us and make us to conform, and for many Christians have failed in their Christian life because of that.
我们看见这个外面的环境，今世的风俗，各样大的力量把我们抓进去，把我们改变成叫我们顺服他的样子。因此，许多基督徒在这个点上是失败了。
So as a transformed Christian by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以，一面我们是因着神的大能和神的恩典和圣灵大能已经改变过来的基督徒。
So within a Christian, there is a sinful nature within us, and there is a new life in Christ that is in us.
另外一方面，在我们基督里面，一面有神的生命运行，一方面又有犯罪运行。
And these two lives are constantly battling against one another.
这两个生命不断的征战。
And so the Apostle Paul is telling us now in chapter 4 to 6, he said, "Now you, as redeemed Christians, how you ought to live in this world."
因此，在这本书里面，保罗就告诉我们说，既然我们是蒙救赎的神基督徒，怎么样我们才能在世上生活呢？
In the process that as you are living out the truth of God, you are facing constant battles.
在你要活出基督徒神生命的样子的时候，你就遇见许多的征战。
And if we are not careful, those are the battlefields of our lives.
如果我们不当心，我们就忽略了这是我们生命中的战场。
For this reason, the title for this message this morning, some of the battlefields, not all the battlefields of a Christian life.
所以今天早晨我们选的题目就是说，基督徒一些属灵的战场。
Now, in chapter 4, if you would turn with me, please.
请大家跟着我一起看以弗所书第四章。
The Apostle Paul first of all addressed that the Christian life within the Christian church.
头一个他讲到基督徒的生活在教会中间的表现。
And there are two aspects of it.
有两方面的表现。
One thing the Christian live together, there are problems.
头一个基督徒活在一起是有问题的。
And then secondly, as we exercise our spiritual gifts together, there are also conflicts and problems.
第二，当我们运用我们属灵的恩赐的时候，还有一些冲突。
Now, often time when we think about spiritual warfare, we think about something like Job, you know, that something happened in heavenly realm, and something that we are not aware of.
一般当我们讲到基督徒的征战的时候，我们想到就像约伯一样，他在天上一个战场发生，影响他的生活。
Or in the book of Daniel, when he prayed to God, and then he prayed to God, and his prayer did not get answered after 21 days.
有些，我们想到好像但以理的祷告，他祷告一直没有答应，过了21天才答应，因为当中有征战。
Because there is a spiritual warfare in the spiritual realm.
这个征战发生在属灵的境界里面，是但以理所不明白的。
So, often time when we think about spiritual warfare, we think about that the warfare that is that unknown to us in the spiritual realm.
所以当我们想到征战的时候，我们所了解的就是我们理智层所不能见到的那一个征战的属灵的层面。But
the Apostle Paul is telling us as Christians living in this world, we have a spiritual warfare within the church and within the co-workers in the church.
但是保罗讲到这里，我们基督徒征战的地方还有一个场所，就是在教会里面，在同工中间也有这个征战的场所。And
often times these are much more severe than other spiritual warfare.
许多时候，这个征战它的严厉的程度比其他层面的征战还要严重。For
this reason, the opening declaration of the Apostle Paul is said, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received."
所以第四章一开始，保罗就宣告：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”Now
the Apostle Paul is mentioning here. He said, "Now look, if you think that you are Christian, remember your position, your precious position in Jesus Christ. Remember who you are now in this world today."
保罗说：“如果你要在基督徒，你特别记得，记住你是什么身份，你怎样蒙召，你在世界上的责任。”There
is a unparalleled difference between we who are Christian and those who are not Christians in this world.
在基督徒面前有个大的分别，和世人中间有大的分别。
And different in so many different ways, you know, in every aspect of life.
这个分别大到的每一方面的生活都有影响。
We know God now, which we did not know before.
我们现在认识神，从前我们不认识神。
God is walking with now, which he did not.
现在神与我们同行，从前他不与我们同行。
And he is dwelling in us now, before he was not.
从前神，现在神住在我们里面，从前神不能住在里面。
We can come to him at any time in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们现在奉主的名，随时可以到他的面前来。
And before we could not.
从前我们不能。
We enjoy the peace and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们现在可以享受平安喜乐在圣灵里面。 从前我们不行,
and we have a trust in this world, regardless what are happening to us in this world.
我们对于神有大的信心，在世上不能发生什么事情，不能影响我们的信心。
And then we have a hope to come in the days to come.
我们在将来要来的世代中间有个极大的盼望。
In every aspect of human life has been affected because we are Christians.
因着我们做了基督徒，在我们生命中间每一部分都受了大的影响。
Therefore, wherever we go, we must remember that we are Christian. We ought to live a life that is worthy to that name.
所以，我们无论到什么地方，总不能忘记我们是基督徒，必须活出一个生命与这个名字相称。
Now, you people know the book of Ephesians very well, I'm sure.
我相信你们对以弗所书一定非常熟悉。
But the church at Ephesus has problems.
但是这里讲到一些问题。以弗所的教会有问题。
Now, for this reason, in the second verse, he said, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep that unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace."
所以这里保罗他就教导，凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
When the apostle was saying this, if you read between the lines, you will see that the church at Ephesus has there some of the people are not humble, and some of the people are not gentle, and some of the people are not patient, and some of the people are not bearing with one another in love, and some of the people are destroying the unity of the church.
你从保罗的字里行间里读出来，有人在以弗所不那么谦卑，有人不那么温柔，有人不那么忍耐，有人不能那样宽容，有人不能用和平联络，有人破坏合一。
We talk a lot about humility among us.
我们常常讲到我们个人中间所应当有的谦卑。
We Chinese particularly like to talk about humility.
中国人特别喜欢讲谦卑的美德。
But to be humble, something is very difficult to come by.
但是真正的谦卑不容易得着。
In this process of sanctification, we have to constantly struggle in order to be humble.
在我们成圣的过程中间，我们需要不断的努力才能够谦卑。
And so this is a battlefield by itself.
所以这件事情本身就是个战场了。
When people talk good about us, we feel good, and so oftentimes secretly we are proud.
但有人说我们称赞我们的时候，我们心里面常常骄傲，并且觉得真的很好。
And to be gentle,
那怎么样能够更温柔呢
？We can be very gentle to our friends, but we can be very rude to our spouses, to our children, or to our family members.
对我们的朋友常常很温柔，但是对自己家里人、对太太、对孩子，常常就。没有这个温柔。
These are the battlefields within the efficient people.
这就是以弗所教会当初所需要有的战场。
When now the Apostle Paul put the emphasis, when you are redeemed now, the church life should be the first priority of every Christian.
保罗特别强调说，当我们得救以后，教会就成为我们每一个救赎的人他第一个所要注意的地方。
The reason why the church life should take a priority over other aspect of our Christian life, even our family life, because our relationship is eternal.
为什么教会在所有的关系中间是第一要紧的，甚至超过家庭的关系呢？因为教会的事情是关乎永世的。
Now, all our relationship in this world, with our brothers and sisters and our parents and all, will end at this, as this life ends.
我们所有在世上的关系，包括和父母的关系，和兄弟姊妹的关系，有一天这个世界过去的时候都停止了。
But our relationship with one another is an eternal relationship because we've been redeemed by the eternal God and we will live in eternity together.
但是我们和被救赎的弟兄姊妹中间的关系却是永远的，因为我们的救恩是永远的，救我们的神是永远的神。
So when Christian, if we were to put the Christian life and the church together first, then we have to live with one another.
如果所以我们把教会的第一要紧，教会的生活作为第一要紧的话，我们需要学会怎么样和弟兄姊妹相处。
But it's not easy.
并不简单。
Some of us have different educations.
人和人中间，我们中间教育背景不同。
Some of us have different personalities.
个性不同。
He and I are very different.
我们两个就完全不一样。
And my wife and I are very different.
我太太和我完全很不一样。
And some people are very gung-ho on things.
有些人对一些事情非常热衷，非常强，非常坚持。
And some people are very tender and very gentle.
有些人对那些事情都不大在乎，非常温柔的。
And many people are in haste to do things, and sometimes some people are very slow in doing things.
有些人做事很快，有些人做事很慢。
And some people like to eat hot stuff, and some people like to eat mild stuff.
有些人爱吃辣的，有些人不吃辣。
And some people like athletic activity, and some people just like reading.
有些人喜欢运动，有些人喜欢读书。
Somehow, in our upbringing and in our cultural background, in every aspect, we are very different.
总之，因着我们个人成长的情形不同，背景不同，环境不同，不同人和人都不一样。
And now you say that we have to come together and work in unity and live in peace. It's a very, very difficult thing.
你知道现在要把它放在一起，大家和平共存，这是很不容易一件事情。
I just give you an example, you'll understand what I'm saying.
我就讲个例子，你们一定明白了。
Some of us are married.
有些人已经结婚了。
And when we are in love, there's no problem whatsoever. As long as we're in love, and every barrier will be removed.
当我们谈恋爱的时候，什么事都没有问题，每一个难处都能越过。
But what happened after marriage?
但是结了婚以后呢？
Six months later, a year later, And the root, when the real person and the real personality come out,
当你结婚半年一年之后，那个真正的个性出来了。And
we have a hard time to adjust to one another, don't we?
彼此的协调就很困难。I
married for almost 29 years now. We are still, between my wife and I, still do not always agree on certain things.
我和太太结婚快29年了，但是还不是能每件事情都意见一致。And
sometimes we still argue a little bit.
有时候还在吵一吵。
What more for you and I come from all directions of life to be living in this country?
那我们从各个不同地方来到同一个国家，岂不是更不相同吗？更多的问题吗？
So we have a hard time to get along with one another.
彼此要相处不容易的。
And particularly now when we work closely together, that would be even more difficult.
尤其当我们要大家很靠近一同侍奉的时候，更加不容易了。
And you have your idea and I have my ideas.
你有你的意见，我有我的意见。
And in America, we emphasize a democratic process.
在美国这里，我们强调一种民主的过程。
We in America, education teaches us that we should have self-expression.
在这里的教育就是鼓励我们每个人尽量表现自己，表达自己意思。
One of the inalienable rights of mine is to have freedom of speech.
我一个不能够被夺去的权利就是我有自由的言论的自由。
Now when we come to church, when we work together, how do we have unity together?
让我们在教会里面侍奉的怎么可能有合一呢？
And the Apostle Paul is telling us, now this is a battleground.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，这是一个征战的场所。
If we Christians were to live together and to work together harmoniously in exercising of our gifts, we must be humble and we must be patient, we must be gentle, and we must bear one another in love.
因此我们基督徒若是要相处的好，而且能运用个人的属灵恩赐的话，我们必须先学会谦卑、温柔、忍耐、用爱心互相宽容。
And then make every effort to keep that unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
而且要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
Brothers and sisters, any gossiping, anything that talking behind somebody to destroy with an effort to exalt the self or to justify the self and to destroy the peace within us, something is not of God.
若是中间彼此有背后的这个闲话，许多都高抬自己，这样就表示总有一些事情在我们中间是错误不对的，不是出于神的。
And for this reason, the Apostle Paul said, if you are humble enough, if you are truly humble and you are patient and you would forbear one another in love and you are gentle, and those problems will be resolved.
保罗就说，若是我们中间有足够的谦虚、温柔、忍耐、彼此宽容，这些问题会解决的。
Now, in order for us to have this fruit of the Spirit, humility, gentleness, and love, and keep that unity within us in the Holy Spirit, we must let the Word of God incarnate through our lives.
若是我们要有这些圣灵的果子，在这里有谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心，我们必须让神的话再一次道成肉身在我们的身上。Now
I use the word incarnate. That is, God became man and He fleshed out the truth of God into this world and to show us what that is.
我用道成肉身这个字，因为正是耶稣基督怎样神差遣他来到地上，在他的生命里面彰显神的真理。But
I have found that in our evangelical, among our evangelical Christians, we enjoy the Christian life, the peace and joy when we committed our life to Christ.
但是我却发现，在我们福音派的教会里面，弟兄姊妹们的确因着交托给主而相信他的时候，有平安和喜乐，我们实在享受这些。
And we enjoy good preaching.
我们也喜欢听好的讲道。
We enjoy good teachings.
好的教训。
But when you come to apply to our daily lives, how to let this truth incorporate into our lives and become part of us and make us more like Christ is something else.
但是是不是我们能够把神的话语接受进来，从我们身上彰显出来，或者应用在我们生活里面呢？这是另外一件事情。
Now, some people make this generalization.
有些人很笼统地这样说。
He said,
The Chinese Christian, they like to listen to sermons, messages.
他们说中国基督徒很喜欢听到,
but the Caucasian Christians, they are much more in actions. They want to be activists, and they want to carry out certain things and live that way.
西方的基督徒比较有通力,
and I appeal to you this morning, brothers and sisters, if you have heard God's word and God is speaking to you, you must, by the power of the Holy Spirit, live out the truth in your life.
弟兄姊妹们,今天我向你们恳求,若是你听见神的话语,神说话在你心里面,你一定要起来有行动,来证明神的真道,彰显他的能力。
Now that old nature will never die.
我们天然的生命永远不会死透。
And you have to keep on working and working and working and working.
你需要一直对付,
you constantly allow the Holy Spirit to control your life and to make yourself available to the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can be conquerors in Christ Jesus.
你一定需要不断的让神在你心里中借着圣灵在你里面掌权让神做工在你身上你才能成为为着耶稣基督得胜的人。
Now, the second aspect of our battlefield or a place The word of God can be actualized in our life is our own selves.
第二个战场,让神的话语能够实践出来的,这个征战的地方就在我们身上。
That is beginning from 17, toward the end of the chapter.
就是从十七节,从章十七节开始的。
Now, some of these Christians in Ephesus, they have their cultural baggages.
在一些这个以弗所教会里面，他们有一些文化的背景。
Now I use the word cultural baggages. All of us have cultural baggages.
我们每个人都有不同的文化背景。
Now somehow, the sociologists tell us culture is the father or the son. That means that you and I, for what we are, there's a greater part that we are influenced by our culture.
有人说文化好像是父亲一样，意思就是我们每个人都被我们文化所影响的。So
the people at Ephesus they have the problem because of their cultures.
换句话说，以弗所的信徒们有一些问题是从文化的背景里面出来的。From
17 to the end of the chapter, the apostle Paul brought out two issues.
从十七节一直到这段末了，保罗讲了两个主题。And
he brought first of all is that your own sinful nature being brought under control now because you are a Christian.
他头一个说,因为你现在已经做了基督徒,你那个旧人,有罪性的旧人,应当被神所管制。You
are no longer living in the past, being controlled by the sinful nature any longer.
你不应当像活在从前,被你的罪性所控制。Now
this is the message beginning with 17 up to verse 19.
这是从17节到19节所讲的。Now
we just read it over, I'm not going to expound it anymore.
我们读过,我不能再解释了。So
I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
所以我说,第十七节,现在注意,确实地说,你们行事,不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏昧,与神所赐的生命隔绝了,都因自己无知,心里刚硬,良心既然丧尽,就放纵私欲,贪行种种的污秽。
Now the sinful nature is doing that work and they are controlled by the sinful nature.
那个罪性就在他的生命里面做工,而他们被这个罪性所控制。
But beginning verse 20, it says, now you, however, did not come to know Christ that way.
但是二十节一开始说,你们学了基督,却不是这样。
And then at the end of the chapter, it says that now, because you've been created to be like God in true righteousness, and holiness.
在这一章的末了,他就说到,我们新人是造,因为我们已经穿上了新人,这个新人是照着神的形象造的,有真理的仁义和圣洁。Now,
down here, the Christians are created anew with true righteousness and holiness.
在这里我们这些基督徒是有新人，他是照着神的真理的仁义和圣洁来造的。We
are that now. God has done that for us.
神已经为我们完成了这一件事情，我们是现在是这个样子的。But
we must cooperate with God.
但是我们必须与神合作。And
therefore, in verse 22, God give a command in imperative. He said, "Put off your old self." And then in verse 24, and put on your new life.
所以这里神有两个请求，一个是叫我们脱下旧人，一个是叫我们穿上新人。
Now this is what we ought to do for ourselves.
这是我们为了自己所必须成就的事。
Now if we don't clean up ourselves, we cannot get along with one another.
如果我们旧人没有对付干净，我们就不可能和人相处。
Most of the problems in the world today, not because the environment is bad, but because something wrong with myself or yourself.
今天世界上的问题不是因为环境，而是因为你我，我们里面人所造成的问题。
Now those of you who live in a house, you know. Hello, in family.
你们住在家里就明白。
I remember one time in our church.
我记得我们教会有一次。
2 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call from a family.
2点钟有个人打电话，有个家庭打电话给我。
And the wife said, "Please come, pastor." And they live in Orange County.
这个弟兄姊妹说，牧师，请你快来，他们家住在城县。
At that time, I was living in San Marino.
我那时候住在是 San Marino 那里。
And it's a long way off.
很长一段距离啊。
2 o'clock in the morning.
2点钟，早晨2点。
Hey, she said, "My husband has gone crazy."
她说我的丈夫发狂了。
I cannot bear him anymore.
我受不了他。
I want to divorce him.
我要跟他离婚。
I said, "What's going on, you know?"
我说怎么回事啊？
So I make my way down to Orange County.
所以我就匆匆忙忙赶来了。
I meet with the family.
我跟他们家庭见面。
And so I talk to the wife, "What happened?"
我跟太太谈谈怎么回事呢？
She said, "I don't know what happened. There's nothing happened in the family. And we are living as usual. But today, my husband, after he came home from work, somehow his temper is very explosive."
太太说，我就是不知道怎么回事嘛。我们好好的，就是每天生活没有什么两样。但是今天他从办公地回来，就忽然脾气暴躁的不得了。
And you know, the children talk to him and answer him and respond to him as usual, but all of a sudden he took on them and beat them like to death. And the children don't know where to hide.
他说孩子们这样跟他答话，讲话也好好的，忽然一下他脾气发作，就要打他们，把他打个半死，孩子逃都没法逃。
Somehow he seems to have gone crazy.
我想他一定发疯了。
So I cannot live with him anymore. I want to divorce him.
所以我不能跟他在一同生活，我要离婚。
And after I heard that, I went to talk to the husband.
我听他讲完，我就找他的先生。
Well, then I later on found out that their company just several hundred people were just fired from the company.
我一谈才知道，原来他公司里面一下解雇了几百人。
And he's afraid that he will be the next batch being laid off.
他就很怕下一批就轮到他被解雇。
And he said, "Well, if I get laid off, now what will the future of my family be?"
他说如果我被炒鱿鱼的话，将来我们家庭怎么办呢？
How do we pay the payment of the house?
房子的付款也付不出来。
What happened to our children's education?
我们孩子教育基金到哪里去了？
Where are we going to have money to buy food?
买食物都没有钱。
He is very, very frustrated.
他就非常沮丧。
You see, from this instance, the problems of our inner life affects our behavior.
所以你看，从这一件小小的事情，我们里面的生命就影响外面的表现。
And God is telling us now, many of the problems in the world, yes, they are outside, but much of them is inside.
所以神在告诉我们，许多事情问题是外面的事情，但是却是我们里面的根基的错的问题。In
the last few years, there's a very famous book by Gordon MacDonald.
前几年有一本很出名的书，
"Ordering Your Private World."
他说，在你个人这本书的名字叫做把你生活调整次序，内心的生活。Now,
what he is saying is that if your inner world is at peace, your outside world, regardless of problem, will be okay.
这本书主要的点就是说，当你里面得到那个平安的时候，外面的事情就可以办理。
Now, if your inner world is not ordered, no matter how good the outside world is, you still will not have the peace.
如果你里面内心的世界没有平安的话，外面无论多好都没有用。
Now the Apostle Paul saying now that you have a dual nature in you.
保罗就告诉我们说，人里面有两种性情。
You have God's life and you have that old sinful nature.
你有神的生命，也有你自己犯罪的生命。
If you let God control your life, let the Holy Spirit control your life, you should have order within your own life.
你如果让神让圣灵来管理你的生活，你里面就有平安。
And so, then you will be okay.
底下的你就能解决事情。
He deals with the problem of anger.
这里讨论到我们生气的事情。
And then he talks about a conversation with other people.
他也讲到我们和别人谈话的问题。
And he talks about bitterness.
讲到里面的苦毒。
He talks about stealing. 偷窃。
讲到偷窃这些事情。
Now, in all this, because some of them are cultural, some of them are within our nature.
这些事情很多是文化的背景的事情，很多是我们自己里面性情的问题。
Now I like to stress, to emphasize two things.
我在这里要强调两件事情。
Anger.
头一个是生气。
Now, I don't know about you. I want to be very honest with you. I have a very explosive temper.
我不知道你们怎么样，我很诚实地告诉你，我的脾气，我是很容易发脾气。
I did not come from a very good background.
我这个背景不是那样理想。
Now, I was born in a Christian home, my family was good, but in my teen years, when I college year, I turned real rotten.
我家庭也信主的，其实应该不错，但是我在十几岁青年人的时候跟大学时候，我很败坏。
And I have that explosive temper.
我里面有非常容易暴怒的这个心情。
Now, the Apostle Paul did not tell us here, you should not be angry.
保罗并不是说你不可以生气。
Now, if you know anything about psychology, now anger is an energy.
假如你们诸位读过心理学，就知道这个生气是一个能力。
If you keep on suppressing it, like you blow air into the balloon or the tire, you know.
如果你一直压制你的怒气，就好像你把气一直吹那个吹气球，把它去车胎把它吹大。
You can only contain to a point, and then it will explode.
你可以压制到一个程度，然后一定它会爆炸的。
Now some people they have gone crazy because they suppress their anger.
有些人发癫了，因为他一直把他的怒气压制下来。
And some people they have gone into their stomach. They have stomach ulcers.
有些人
they suppress their anger.
因为他压制他的怒气，结果就变成胃溃疡。
And some people distorted their personality because they suppress their anger.
有些人一定要压制他的怒气，结果连他的性情，他的整个人的个性都瓦解。
Now the Apostle Paul saying here is that now don't you ever get to be angry, to get angry as Christians.
保罗在这里并没有说你们做基督徒一定不可以生气。
But he said in your anger do not sin.
但是这里他就告诉我们，生气却在生气中间的时候不要犯罪。
That means to say that now as Christians if. Now, some people are very gentle. They don't get angry too often.
有些人根本不知道讲什么，因为他脾气很好，不会生气。
But in case those of you that who have anger,
但是假如你们中间有人会生气的。
Now, you have to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. When your anger comes to your spirit, God, I cannot control it. Will you come in and control my spirit, my anger?
你对主说，圣灵啊，现在我要生气，我实在没有办法，你来接管我的生命吧。
That's what the work of the Holy Spirit is in our lives. He's coming to help us and able to do that which we cannot do.
这就是圣灵在我们生命中间做的工，他要来帮助我们，他要来管理我们。
But in case you still cannot do it, but you can get angry, you can vent out your anger.
但是如果还是不行，你还是发脾气了。
But don't sin.
你在生气的时候却不要犯罪。
That means to say that you know that you do not hit somebody and you do not build up hatred, resentment within you. You do not harbor that anger till the sun's down.
意思就是说，你虽然生气了，但是你却不可以动手打人，也不可以把你的怒气藏在心里变成积怨。你生气，太阳下山就不能再生气了。
You know there are many Christians.In Los Angeles, going nowadays, you have a church in about every corner in a Chinese church at every corner almost.
现在我们在每个大街小巷都有教会。
Now in the past, it's not like this.
从前不是这样。
When husband and wife are driving to church,
他们夫妻俩开车去聚会的时候
and they argue,
一路上吵架。
And some of them they hit one another in the car.
在车里打来打去。
You know, but then when they come to church, they are so pious and so godly.
等到一到教堂门口，他们非常敬虔，非常非常神圣。
And they pay a beautiful prayer.
他们祷告的真是美得不得了。
Now, I don't know about you. Many people, they are like that. Before they come to church or during the week, they argue and fight, but come to church. And there is such a pious face that, boy, the most godly people that you ever met.
我不知道你们是不是这样，你们怎么样？有很多人，他们是整个礼拜都可以吵架，一来到教会就变成敬虔端庄的样子。
Down here, the Apostle Paul is saying now, you can be angry, but you ought to forgive one another before the sun is down.
但是保罗在这里说生气可以但是不要犯罪并且在日落以前就不可含怒到日落。
And then the Apostle Paul also talks about the unwholesome talks, verse 29.
二十九节保罗又讲到那些不合适的言语。
Now, in verse 20, in verse 20, chapter 5, verse 4.
在第五章第四节里面
And the Apostle Paul talk foolish talking and coarse joking.
妄语，淫词妄语和嬉笑的话。
Now the Apostle Paul is talking about how Christians ought to conduct their conversations.
这里保罗讲的基督徒应当怎样谈话庄重。
Now you know that how we Christians appear to the outside world or the non-Christians.
你知道我们基督徒世人看起来怎么样吗？
And people think that we are strict and square, never smile, and we sit like this, and we are so rigid, we have no joy, we don't know what happiness is.
世人看我们觉得我们是方方正正，端庄的坐在那里动都不动，也不会笑的，好像根本不知道什么叫何为喜乐。
Now that's not what the Lord, what God wants us to be.
这个不是神要我们表现的。
Christian ought to be the happiest and the joyous people in the world.
基督徒应该是要最喜乐的人。
But we Christian can crack jokes. Can crack jokes.
应该基督徒可以讲笑话。
I oftentimes crack jokes a lot.
我是很爱讲笑话的。
But the Apostle Paul is saying it's an unwholesome conversation.
但这里讲的是污秽的言语，
淫词
妄语。
When we talk to one another in private, especially young people, when you are talk to people in private, you ought to seek to build up people rather than to demoralize or lead people to temptation in your conversations.
我们彼此私下谈话的时候，尤其年轻人要听见，我们讲话的时候要说那个造就人的好话，不要彼此拆毁。
We ought to have wholesome language.
我们应当有庄重的言语。
Now when we crack jokes, we can crack jokes.
我们要讲笑话是可以讲笑话。
Now I can crack jokes on him.
我可以跟他开开玩笑。
But I do not get crack jokes on him on his private things and the things that really concerns him that would hurt him.
但是我讲笑话不是要挖苦他，不是要取笑他，不是要叫他受伤。
Now so often times when we crack jokes toward other people, we pick on somebody's weaknesses and the thing that they don't like and make a
Such as my fatness.
okay, such as his fatness, he said. Well, anyway.
我们讲一下我专门挑剔别人讲的不好的地方。
Now, this is not what a Christian ought to do.
这是基督徒，这个我们基督徒应该有这样的生活。
Now, we can crack jokes, but we can crack jokes in a wholesome way. We can be very happy, and we should be the happiest people in the world.
讲笑话是可以。庄重的笑话，而且我们应当是全世界最喜乐的人。
So, brothers and sisters, watch out what we say and how we say things.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲什么，或者我们怎么讲话
？And much less we should gossip about other people.
这是要注意，尤其我们不能够背后说人短肠。
And then the Apostle Paul is talking about bitterness.
保罗又讲到这里一种苦恶毒。
Now.Before you come to bitterness, first of all, you have disagreement first.
在你有这些苦读之前，你一定是大家有意见不同了。
When you disagree, then when you get stronger, you become resenting against one another.
刚开始大家意见不合，以后慢慢增长，就变成说大家轻看对方。
Now, when we Christians work together,
当基督徒彼此一起合作的时候，
I want to do,
like I'm a pastor of the church.
我是一个教会的牧师。
And in our church we have deacons.
我们教会里有执事。
And when I want to do something, deacons don't agree with me.
当我要做些事情, 这些执事不赞成。
And then we just in a standstill.
大家对立对抗。
And we try to win over each other.
我们希望把对方说服, 把他赢过来。
When the thing gets longer, we get resenting.
但是日子一久以后, 就彼此有一种轻看的, 或者是不喜欢的。
And then from then leads into bitterness.
这个就代代代就变成恶毒苦毒了。
Now this is oftentimes the problems in the church.
常常这就是教会里面问题的开端。
But the worst thing for bitter to harbor bitterness is not to hurt someone else.
这个苦毒所造成的最大问题不是影响了别人。
Now how often now in your lifetime and mine that we keep so many things in us about a person we don't like, and all of a sudden we blow up, and we say the sharpest thing, and hurt the person for days.
常常我们因为苦毒越来越堆积起来的时候,有一天不受不了的时候,就忽然爆出来,这个话伤人伤得很重。
That's very bad.
这是非常糟糕的事。
But the worst thing is to our, what is done to ourselves.
但是更严重的是对我们自己的伤损。
You know, whenever we have bitterness, we cannot come into the presence of God.
当我们里面有苦毒的时候,我们不能够到神的面前来。
Because in essence, we are unforgiving. When we do not forgive others, God, our Heavenly Father, would not forgive us.
因为当我们里面有苦毒的时候,事实上就是不肯赦免,而我们不能赦免的时候,谁也不能赦免我们。
Now, I think I have much more to say, but let me just jump to another topic.
我有很多要讲,但是我就很快跳过来。You can
read the rest of the chapter until verse 22. Chapter 5, verse 22.
你可以一直读下去,一直读到5章22节。
Now, in chapter 22, verse 20, chapter 5, verse 22, it's dealing with husband and wives.
在22节里面开始交代夫妻中间问题。
Now, when we think about spiritual battlefields, we think about many other things, but we have never thought between the relationship between a husband and wife is often a spiritual battlefield.
我们讲到这个属灵征战的时候,很少想到夫妻间的问题是一个属灵的战场。
Now many men would like to quote a verse, wives submit to your husband.
很多男人喜欢背诵这样的经句说,做妻子的应当顺服丈夫。
I don't know whether you have done it, I have done it.
我做过这样的事情。
Now, whenever think we want to get our things done, wife, submit to your husband, because that's what the Bible says.
等到我们想要完成一件事情,我们就说,妻子应当顺服丈夫。
I think it's true, wife should submit to the husbands.
不错,妻子应当顺服丈夫。
But there are conditions.
但是有个条件。
And he said, because as to the Lord, you submit to the husband as to the Lord.
这里讲做妻子这样顺服丈夫,如同
I think you men, you like this very much. That husband would be very happy to hear that. But anyway, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. And so now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wife should submit to their husband.
所以教会怎样顺服基督,妻子也怎样顺服丈夫。
Now notice this word, in everything.
这里讲凡事要顺服。
Now in everything, your wife, you have to submit to your husband.
所以说做妻子的凡事要顺服丈夫。
Now I don't know about your church, in our church, before we marry someone, we do about 14 hours of premarital counseling.
我不知道你们教会怎么样,我们教会里面若是要两人结婚的话,我先给他们上14个小时的课。
Now, I often brought out this verse.
我常常就提出这个字。
And many, many ladies just said, no, I cannot do that.
很多妻子,女士就说,不,我做不到,不能凡事。
Submit to my husband in everything, how can I do that?
我怎么能凡事顺服丈夫呢?
And I just want to hear them, I let them talk.
我就听他们讲了,我就让他们发表意见。
But the word of God says, wives, you submit to your husband in everything as the church submit to the husband.
但这里明明圣经上说,你要凡,妻子要凡事顺服丈夫,如同教会顺服基督一样。
But then, God's word turned to the husband.
转过来,神的话对丈夫讲。
He said, husband loves your wife.
他说,做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Now, brothers and brothers, if you are as husband, if you really love your wife will obey you, will submit to you.
弟兄们,如果你真正爱你的妻子,你的妻子一定顺服你,一定顺服你的意思。
You have to love your wife to the point as Christ loved the church.
你要怎么样爱妻子呢？要如同基督爱教会一样。
How did Christ love the church?
基督怎么爱教会？
He said he gave himself for the church.
他说他为教会舍己。
Now, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we do not love our wives enough and we demand obedience, and I think it's wrong.
有时候我们不是那样的爱妻子，却是我们要求妻子顺服，这就错了。
Now, when we love our wives and we demand submission, even when we demand wrongly, when the wife will give her opinions.
有时候我们爱妻子爱到一个地步，我们不是要求她顺服，妻子可以讲她的意见。
And they will give their opinions. We as loving husbands, we listen to their opinion first.
我们如果是真正的爱妻子的丈夫的话，我们就会听她的意见。
This is very important.
这个很重要。
And then the Apostle Paul attached another condition.
保罗在这里又加了一个条件。
And he said now to make her holy.Cleansing her by the washing with water through the word.
所以说要把她洗得清洁，要用水浸的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Now the word holy can mean whole, complete.
圣洁这个字也有完全的意思。
Now here the husband's duty not only to love the wife as Christ loved the church, but also you should keep her whole, make her the kind of person she ought to be.
这里不仅丈夫爱妻子，应当把妻子变成一个完整的、圣洁的。
And then to keep her faith strong in the Lord.
也叫她在主里面信心增强。
Now to the husband, to the wife, give one condition, submit.
对于妻子只有一个条件，就是顺服。
But to the husband, there are three conditions.
但对于丈夫有三个条件。
But also, that relationship is a loving relationship.
而这个关系是一个爱的关系。
When you court one another, you don't talk aboutListen to me, if you don't listen, forget it.
当我们在追求恋爱的时候，没有说，哎，你听我的话，不然算了。
You always said, okay, if this is your will, I'll see what I can do.
你就是说，好吧，如果这是你意思，我看看怎么样能够完成。
Now, we ought to love our wife and listen, and then if we really get into problems, we pray, and pray until we get the answers.
我们应当倾听自己的妻子，如果有问题应该祷告寻求解决。
If we cannot get the answers, then wife submit to the husband. If we don't get the answers right away, wife just submit.
假如我们找不到
if we don't 答案，找不到答案，妻子还是要顺服。
假如我们找不到答案，这妻子还是要顺服。
Now you say, hey, pastor, now how can that be?
你说牧师啊，怎么会有这样事呢？
Now I give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
I'm a very very strong person.
我是一个个性很强的人。
And I almost make most of the decisions in the house.
我差不多家里每一件事情都我都决定的。
But whenever my wife became strong in her opinion.
但是当我太太的意见很强的时候。
Now very seldom she would oppose me.
那我跟你说，她很少反对我。
But when she really stood up and she said, No, I don't think that is right.
但等到他真正站出来说不，我觉得这样不对的时候
，I have to think it over and over again。
我就一定要想了又想，想了又想。
Because in the past she was right and I was wrong。
因为从前的历史证明说他对我错。
This is how husband and wife work together。
这是丈夫和妻子那个怎么样可以
？If not, this is going to be our spiritual battlefield。
如果不会的话，没有学会，这里就变成我们属灵的战场。
I met a spiritual giant among the Chinese church.
我在中国教会里面遇见一个属灵的伟人。
God used the man mightily.
神大大使用这个人。
They married 60 years, they fight like a dog and cats.
他们结婚60年，好像狗跟猫打架一样。
They bear many children.
他们有许多的儿女。
But they fight like dog and cats.
但他们自己打得不停。
And one time I went in, they fought and left me a very bad impression.
有一天我去的时候，他们两个正在争吵，我印象非常不好。
Now, if you appear in church good, that's wonderful. If you appear in church good.
假如你在教会里看起来安适太平，很好。
But I think much more important that you should have peace at home between husband and wife.
但是我想更重要的是在家里面夫妻中间有平安。
In chapter 6, it's talking about between parents and children.
第六章里面讲到父母跟儿女的关系。
Now this is even a greater spiritual warfare in America between among the Chinese.
在美国这个地方，中国人中间父母儿女中间的征战更大。
And we who are from the Orient, we are very authoritarian.
我们从东方来的人有非常强的这个统治的思想。
But the America teaches self-independence, self-determination, self-decision making.
但是美国这里教导你要自己做主张，自己做决定，自己自立。
And many of us, some of us don't just don't sit very good with that kind of ideas.
我们很多人很不赞成这样的主张。
Brothers and sisters, this is a real battlefield.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个真正的战场。
And so I urge you down here,the Apostle Paul said, don't provoke your children to anger.
所以保罗这里讲，不要惹儿女生气。
What it means is that don't just go randomly, without reason, without listening.
意思就是说你不要毫无理由的就谩骂就责备。
Now, when I was in college, I studied psychology.
在大学的我读的心理学。
I wish I have time. I would give you a run through the course of psychology. How you know how the, how different age period and how they react.
我真是希望有时间，我要跟你们讲心理学，看看这个他人在不同情境里面怎么样反应的。
But in any I cannot do it. In any event, listen to your children and discuss over things and pray over things and work on God's principle.
我劝你们听你的儿女讲话。然后和他们一同祷告，一同寻求解决的路，然后一同带他们。
Now, if you live according to God's truth, you will have a good example to your children.
假如你是照着神的话语活的话，你在儿女面前有很好的榜样。
And your children will respect you.
你的儿女一定尊重你。
When they have problems, they talk to you, you listen to them, and you will have good discussions.
当他有问题的时候，他会来找你跟你讲话，然后你跟他中间有很好的交谈。
I often told our church people that I'm not a very good father.
我常常跟我教会里人讲，我不是一个很好的父亲。
But thank God that God gave us two good children. We have good dialogues with one another.
但是神给我很好的儿女，叫我们中间有很好的谈话。
I wish that you live God's word and then you know come to some kind of understanding and act on God's principles.
我希望大家读神的话语，然后到主的面前，在这个话语的认识里面。能够得的答案。
And then the Apostle Paul continued to talk about the problem between employers and employees.
然后这里保罗又讲到这个雇工和上司中间的关系。
Now in the Old New Testament time is master and slaves.
在新约的话语用的字叫做主人与仆人。
Now many Christians they act very well in church, very kind, very patient, very generous in church.
很多基督徒在教会里面是很温柔，是很谦卑
啊，
在教会里面
很慷慨，
也很慷慨。
But when they come to the company, man, they are as cruel as they are slave drivers.
但是有些人一到了工作的地方，他就变成一个鞭打这个赶奴隶的人。
I have heard over and over again, somebody said, if this man is a Christian, did he go to your church?Is he a real Christian? Why does he behave that way?
有人问我说，这个人是基督徒吗？他到你的教会了吗？为什么他这样行为这样子呢？
You know, oftentimes because of money, because of you want your success in your company, you act in a non-Christian way.
很多时候因为你要赚钱，因为你要成功，你在公司里头就完全不像基督徒。
And we leave a very bad example to the workers.
我们对于那些人就留下很不好的榜样。
We employees are the same.
就是受雇人也是一样。
And many times at, we in church we act as model Christians.
在教会里是模范的基督徒。
But at work we are lazy, we try any other way to be lazy.
在工作地方却偷懒，想尽办法就是不要出力。
You know, when I was, first became a Christian, I worked in a restaurant as a waiter.
我刚刚做基督徒的时候，我在餐馆里打工。
One of the jobs is sweep floors.
有一个工作是要扫地。
And then the restaurant is very big.
这个餐馆很大。
And so I sweep floor.
我扫地。
And right at the entrance, there is a placemat.
在进门的地方有个地毯，有个毯。
And usually there isn't too much dirt.
常常那里倒不大脏的，应该。
So I just sweep it and put under the rug.
我就扫扫，把它扫到这个毯子底下。
And then when the boss is not around, I supposed to wipe those sugar bowls.
没有人看见的，我应该把那个装糖的罐子擦一擦干净。
And then when the boss around, I just do it very good.
老板带着我擦就擦得很起劲。
And when he's not there, I just.Touch it, and then you just leave.
他不在，我就马马虎虎就走了。
Then one day the Holy Spirit talks to me.
但有一天圣灵教导我。
He said, "Your real boss is not Mr. McEwen, but your heavenly Father."
他说你真正的主人不是那个餐馆的老板，是天上的父亲。
And he is watching over you now.
他现在正在看你怎么做事。
From then on, I changed my attitude.
之后我就改变我工作的态度。
You know, I thought my boss didn't know that I was lazy.
我以为我老板并不知道我偷懒。
But then when I changed my attitude,
但等到我有一天改变我的态度之后
I had 3 raises in 3 weeks.
三个礼拜三次加我三次薪水。
My boss knew.
我的老板清清楚楚。
Brothers and sisters, as employees in the church, we ought to have good testimonies.
在教会里面我们每个人都应当如同雇工应当有好的。
Between employees and employers, it is very easy for us to engage in battles.
很多时候主人和雇工中间会有征战。
Now, the spiritual battlefield down here are practical and in everyday life.
这里所讲所谓的战场是实际的而且是每天生活的
And for this reason the Apostle Paul tells us that we are engaged in a spiritual warfare
因此之故保罗告诉我们说我们是处在一个征战里面
Indeed there is a spiritual warfare up there
真的在天上有个征战
And then there is a spiritual ruler of darkness also
在那里有掌管黑暗权势的人
And also in this world we have evil rulers just the same
在地上也有那些邪恶的管理者。
But the greatest battlefield I feel as Christian is within our own lives and within our immediate context in different aspects.
但是我认为基督徒最大的战场是在我们自己里面跟我们周而且是在我们跟我们周围接触的人中间。
And as the Apostle Paul is saying to us today,
如同保罗使徒保罗今天对我们讲话一样。
In the church,
在教会里面
Between workers
在同工中间
Within ourselves
在我们自己里面
Between husband and wife
在夫妻中间
And between parents and children
在父母儿女中间
And between employees and employers
在雇工和主人中间
And the Apostle Paul said put on the whole armor of God
他说我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装
Now I like to stress verse 18
我要强调十八节。
Let me see. Eighteen.
我要强调第十八节。
And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Now down here we have to put on the whole armor of God.
在这里，我们先看见要把穿上全副的军装。
And many people interpret that prayer is one.Of the weapons.
有些人解释说那个祷告是一样兵器。
But down here the Apostle Paul said, with all these spiritual weapons that we should put together, we should undergird with prayer.
但是保罗的意思说就是穿戴了全副的军装之后最重要的里面要祷告。
If you put on the whole armor of God without prayer, you will be ineffective in your spiritual fighting.
因为就是你穿上了全副的军装，若是没有祷告，在征战中间一点用处都没有。
So I urge you to be men and women of prayer.
所以我盼望诸位成为祷告的男男女女。
And let God really begin to work in your lives.
让神真正在你的生命中间做工。
When you begin to change, other people begin to change.
当你改变的时候，别人也跟着改变。
I, as a pastor,I have many weaknesses.
我作为一个牧师，我有很多的弱点。
My children know me best.
我的儿女最认识我了。
You know, I'm very honest with you. I have many, many weaknesses, far worse than many of you.
我真的跟各位讲，我有很多很多缺点，比你们中间缺点多得多了。
And my children know me well.
我的儿女最认识我。
But my children respect me.
但是我的儿女非常尊重我
because I'm honest
因为我非常诚实
I try to be a godly man I try to I pray and when I make a mistake I ask for forgiveness from them
我祷告我希望成为属灵的人如果我犯了错误我首先承认
well, when I offended my co-workers now we have 8-9 pastors in our church
我如果得罪了我的同工我们教会里有八九个同工
I ask for forgiveness
我请求他们赦免我
And when I wrong my wife, I ask for forgiveness.
如果我亏欠我太太做错的事情，我请求太太原谅我。
Now, if you get that battlefield cleaned up, you'll be a much better person for Jesus Christ.
当你把这些属灵的战场清理干净之后，你在神的面前会成为更有用的人。
I trust that you would bring to this awareness of the battlefield is not just up there.But in every day of our lives.
我希望各位明白这个属灵征战不是在天上的是在我们每天的生活中间的。
May you open your heart to the Holy Spirit of God to indwell in you and control you.
愿你把你的心打开让圣灵进来掌管你的生活。
And may you be sensitive to the leading and the voice of the Holy Spirit.
愿你们 对于圣灵的引导是那样的敏锐。
And then live according to God's holy word.
然后你按照神的话语来生活。
God bless you. And I ask Brother Zhao to close in prayer.
愿主祝福各位，我们低头祷告。主耶稣，谢谢你借着你的仆人所给教会给我们真实的教导和帮助。主，感谢你在这些属灵的征战中间，叫我们实在知道怎样保守我们在你面前那一个真实的顺服，好像圣灵在我们身上的工作能够引领我们得胜。主，我们再说我们不能得胜，因为按照我们的肉体，按照我们犯罪的天性，按照各样环境给我们的引诱和试探，主，我们不能够保守自己，除非你在我们里面得胜。主，因此我们呼求圣灵的帮助，在这些事情上面为我们穿戴神的全副军装，叫我们在日常的生活中间，在我们个人生活里面，在夫妻的关系、儿女的关系、在主人仆人的关系中间，叫我们在每一个战场上面学习得胜。主，靠着你的大能，靠着你的大能，叫我们做刚强的人，叫我们能够成就一切，还能站立得住。主，我们把自己交托在你的手中，相信你善良的引导，相信你全能的手引领我们，叫我们每一个基督徒在这些事情上面经历你话语的真实。听我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的名， Amen.